Earlier this year, companies like TCF and Student Loan Express announced they were getting out of the federally funded loan market. Jane Hoyne Clark is the UW-Milwaukee's financial aid director. She says according to the U.S. Department of Education, 64 lenders in the country are out of the program as well now.
Would like to encourage students to cap federal and state grant funds and potentially institutional grant funds prior to looking at any type of alternative or private loan. It's a consumer loan. It's comparable to really a credit card loan, which the interest rate is typically higher and the terms are not as attractive as the federally funded loan programs.
Meanwhile, Susan Tierink, a financial aid officer with Marquette University, says the volatility in lending markets hasn't affected their students because the school does a federal direct lending program. But she has seen more hardship among this year's applicants.
We are seeing families that are having a change in their employment status. Their jobs have been lost or there's been a downsizing in a position. So I think that tuition or meeting the cost of education is going to be a bigger struggle for families this year just because of the overall economy. I did recently read an article about the increased number of need-based financial aid applications around the country. The numbers increased dramatically.
As for private lenders, participating banks have been raising the threshold on who can qualify. Analysts say this especially hurts younger college-age students who haven't had much time to build up a strong credit profile. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.